Radogost was a Slovenian nobleman, who owned a third of all land in Tuje. The rest of the land has belonged to Archbishop Tietmar. Radogost was also a husband of Edeltrud from Bavaria. But because Radogost had a lot of arguments with his wife Edeltrud, he also had a mistress, a daughter from Slovenian nobleman Tihomir, who we loved more than his wife. His mistress unfortunately died young but still gave him a son Radislav. After hers death after a pope decision, Radogost had to go back to his wife. But their marriage was never happy, disorder and division on Slovenian and German side was ruled in the house. Radogost was also a great initiator for an independence of Slovenian country, and that is why he also hide and assemble some Slovenian freelancers. Their common goal was to make a region of Moravsi and Paninija free. But his wife Edeltrud found out for their plan and sent a conspiracy letter about the discovering to the king in Regensburg. The king sent a delegation to Potavia, Tuje, in order to investigate about Radogost's plan. When the delegation confirmed that Radogost and his friend are really trying to free the region, king decided to send Radogost and his freelance friends in the jail. After a long interrogation in the prison, guards took them to the king to defense himself. He was very stricken by the fact that his wife Edeltrud betray him. He was very well aware that freedom is coming to an end and that Pannonian region won't be independent for a long time. After a trial, a long era of slavery started in that region. The punishment for Radogost was losing all his property and a lifelong jail. But because of betraying his husband, Edeltrud got a part of her husband's possessions. Also, on the day when the king's decision was announced, Radogost's son Radislav and his sister Iva had to move out of his house. Summarize after, Utrinki IV Elgingia is Zakladnis Tisilat GV Pripovidka in Legenda.